Is it possible to be too old to start investing? Is it ever too late to reap the benefits of buying performing assets? Well, the quick answer is no. You're never too old to invest. But bear with me here because I want to go into some specifics behind what this question really means. You might be wondering, is it even worth it at my age to get started? We'll answer that and more on today's show. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, long-term real estate investor. And our website at Morris Invest answers so many questions about investing. I want you to go check it out. So is this question based on that feeling that there just isn't enough time left before retirement to acquire performing assets? You might be thinking that you won't be able to pay off your loans in time to benefit from the full rental income. Or maybe you're simply afraid of investing at a later age due to lack of education, a lack of financial education, right? After all, most of us weren't taught about financial education in school. It's something we've had to learn independently. Maybe someone handed us a book that lit a light bulb. Maybe you stumbled across a YouTube video that finally kickstarted you into investing. You didn't even know this existed. You've been working the 9-to-5 your whole life and wish you'd started earlier. Please don't take offense to this idea of lack of education, right? Financial education is rare in our country. They don't teach it in schools. So there's nothing offensive here about it. If you've been sold the idea of a 401k, you know, a nest egg, Social Security benefits, then you're certainly not alone in that, right? We've all been told that's the way you're going to retire. A 401k and Social Security and you're good to go. It's a lie. If you've built up some money in a savings account or retirement account over the years and you're afraid to use it, well, there's a better way, actually. So let's get into the main reasons why you're never too old to invest. Number one, the tax benefits of investing in real estate are immediate. They are absolutely immediate. You're not waiting 10, 15 years to get the benefits of investing in real estate. So even if you do have to take out loans, you're still coming out on top. And I'm not going to get too far into the taxes in this video. We've got tons of videos here on taxes and the tax benefits of real estate investing. But to sum it up, there are a lot of great tax benefits and opportunities available to real estate investors. Number two, education is key. And we're here to help make that easy for you. The more you build your financial education, the more informed and empowered decisions you can make. That's why I have an entire library of free videos here on the channel. And my team is well equipped to help answer any of those options for you, discuss your exact scenario. Again, if you go to morrisinvest.com, our website, we'll have a link below. We're happy to jump on the phone with you. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, we'll kind of walk you through that process. Number three, streams of income are far more powerful than a pile of cash. How far is that savings account really going to go? Now, if you start investing, you can actually have money coming in your bank account every month, and that way you don't have to stress about retirement. Remember, we don't want at the end of our lives to be sitting on a pile of cash. We want to be sitting on streams of cash. That is the goal. Number four, think about legacy wealth. Not only will the investment benefit you, but your family going forward, right? This isn't about just having these properties and then when at the end of your life, they somehow disappear. No, you're handing down a legacy to your family. And let's talk about steps for getting started in this process. Number one, know where you're starting from. I mean, take a look at your full financial snapshot to see what you're working with. I want you to build out a full balance sheet that covers all of your assets, all of your debts. You may have some possibilities to invest that you haven't even considered yet. Maybe you've got an old retirement account sitting there that you haven't even thought of. You can use that as a down payment and use financing for the rest on a rental property. There's so many different ways to do this. You know, it's important to know what you have before you can figure out where exactly you want to go. Don't take this lightly. Like, this step is vital. Create a balance sheet. Go through everything that you have. Take a full stock in accounting. That way you're not lying to yourself. I know oftentimes if we don't have it written down on paper, we can tell ourselves that this investment is going better than it actually is, or this debt is less than it actually is, right? Put it on paper and then it won't lie. All the numbers are right there in front of you. Let's be honest, healthcare in the United States is absolutely broken. It's a disaster. In fact, a video a friend of mine just sent me yesterday was a video about from a woman who just had given birth in California. And it was like a 1 minute video on YouTube. And she says, here's how much it cost us to have a baby in California. No complications. And they said one night at the hospital, $36,000. $36,000. She ended up having to come out of pocket after her insurance of like $2,800. $2,800. $2,800. Yes, the princess in the United Kingdom had their baby Archie for less money than that. I mean, the princess. I mean, this is how healthcare is broken in the United States. And, you know, healthcare is no longer something that takes place between you and your doctor. Whether you know it or not, the government and big insurance companies stand in between you and quality care. Your health is being bought and sold to the highest bidder. Politicians, hospitals, big pharma, health insurance companies, they make huge profits at the expense of your health. That's the bottom line. And lobbyists are fighting to make sure that they won't have competition and you won't have any options. CrowdHealth's disruptive technology puts your healthcare decisions back in your hands. I love CrowdHealth. I've interviewed their whole team and I just fell in love with their concept because the way it works is there are no deductibles. There are no networks. There's no complicated exclusions or co-pays, nothing. Because CrowdHealth isn't insurance. That's why it works. Again, CrowdHealth is a new way to pay for healthcare. No doctor networks, no huge premiums, no high deductibles, no surprises. And CrowdHealth works because you pay one monthly low payment to fund your account, less than $200 a month for most people. 100% of your monthly contribution directly funds and reduces the healthcare costs of this community. Because basically, CrowdHealth is putting the community back in community healthcare. You all come together to help the other members in your group shop for great healthcare at a fair price. It makes payments to doctors and members as quickly as possible and negotiates on the community's health on their behalf when unexpected bills arise. So stop paying health insurance companies your hard-earned dollars. Go to joincrowdhealth.com now. And I want you to use the code INVESTING when you sign up because you're going to get 50% off the normal price for starting out. Right now, you can get their first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's 50% off the normal price and a lot less than those high deductible healthcare plans. So just go to joincrowdhealth.com. You got to put the join in front of it, okay? Joincrowdhealth.com and use the promo code INVESTING at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com, promo code INVESTING. Experience the freedom from healthcare insurance. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a totally different way of paying for healthcare. Terms and conditions may apply. Number two, commit to building your financial education. I want you to take time every day to learn about finances and investing. Whether it's videos, podcasts, or books, it's important that you first invest in your education. And it doesn't matter if you're 30 years old. It doesn't matter if you're 70 years old. You know, I started later than a lot of people, you know, and I wish I would have started earlier, but it doesn't matter. I started where I was. And guess what? I built wealth as a result of it. So again, age doesn't matter, but you need to invest in your education wherever you are at whatever stage of life you are. Number three, speak with a pro. We have a full staff at our company that is especially trained on helping investors create a plan that works for them. It's totally free. We don't charge for it. And we don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. So whatever your hesitancy is about investing at your age, we can help you. Just go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com. There's a book a call button right there on the website. Click that and book a call with us. Make sure you put in the proper phone number and your proper email address so that we can call you at that time that you pick. So to sum it up, you're never too old to invest. There may be certain considerations to take into account depending on your specific situation, but it's really never too late to get started. The next thing you can do is watch this whole video playlist that we have on getting started with real estate investing right now. We'll see you next time, everyone.